Hare Krishna. Well, we arrived in Prince Island. I'm not quite sure why it's called Prince Island, but it's a very princely place. And I'll try to put up abundant photographs on a daily basis so you can really, really see what we're doing over here. We arrived yesterday in Istanbul, early afternoon, and then we drove to the port on Anatolia side and took a boat, little ship, boat, ferry, that took us to the place where we're going to be having a retreat here. It's extraordinary weather, beautiful, sunny, warm, but not hot. Nights are extremely pleasant. And we rented sort of a small retreat center. And devotees are going to be coming from Istanbul today to participate in, well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So a three and a half day retreat, where the real theme is, what would it be like if we had a temple in Turkey? So trying to get everyone in devotee attire, wearing tilak, maintaining our sort of standards of conduct, dress, and interaction. That means things like people have to be nicely dressed to and from the swimming pool that we have. Swimming is not mixed sex, but rather there's men in the morning, ladies in the afternoon, you can see from the pictures, some devotees came from Hungary. Radha Krishna Prabhu is giving a seminar on Bhagavad Gita, and particularly Bhagavad Gita as it applies to self-development. I'm giving a Bhagavatam class. This is in the morning, and of course spending time with the guests, and Bhagavatam class is about three modes of material nature. I'm going back to my old notes of that quite popular seminar that I gave a long time ago on the modes of material nature. And we're having full morning program, 4:30 Mangal Artik, same as temple. The idea is, what would it be like if we had a temple in Turkey? And this is what it would be like. And then Manjwali is here from New Brajadam and preparing for lunch. We're sort of cooking for, well, we'll see how the day guests turn out, but we're looking for anywhere from 30 to 50 guests, 50 people. And the lunch preparation is also part of the cooking course that seemed like many people were also interested in. Jitendra Prabhu is here to give music lessons along with instruments that we have for mridanga, harmonium, kartals. There's also someone who was supposed to be teaching yoga, but her husband took ill. We're having, in this way, sort of simultaneous programs as well, so that there's a real variety. And then the highlight that we're advertising is kirtans from 6 to 9 in the evening, or hours later as the neighbors, local neighbors allow. It's off tour season, so we're hoping that everyone isn't home, or at least they're not coming home for the weekend. Istanbul is, well, far away on the horizon, but it's visible, and the pictures that I did of this other island from this balcony is the view from my balcony. It's not a five-star resort by any stretch of the imagination. I don't know if it's even a star place, but it's nice, it'll do, and the devotees are very happy that we're able to live at such close quarters, be able to share Krishna consciousness amongst ourselves, and it'll be hopefully a much different event than what they're used to, which is coming to the center, having kirtan in a class, and then going back out. This is an issue of living with devotees, and one of the reasons why we brought so many devotees here is so that they can also get plenty of association. And so Bala Bikanta is also here. Mahaprabhu, this is his, Mahaprabhu is one of the devotees who, two devotees who's up for sannyas. So this is, he'll be spending 2 months here in Istanbul preaching. This will be his Arif station preaching stint. So we've got a, including the devotees who are already here in Istanbul, we've got about a 14 strong backup team, and hopefully that will serve everybody's desires. Coming on the boat was an interesting event. It was, of course, very smooth ride, but we were really packed in with quite a few visitors, tourists, people who are just coming for the day to these islands. So there's quite a few of them. This is the biggest one, and we passed about two, three smaller ones, one which was a prison at one time. The one that I see, it must be a kilometer away, kilometer and a half, just on the other side over here, is also smaller. It has a monastery on the top, Christian monastery, from what I understand. And there are all types of folks, from what I hear. Many are Arabs, tourists, a lot of Westerners. Interesting thing about this Prince Island, you notice, is that we walked, and our luggage was pushed with this little cart. There's no motorized vehicles allowed on these islands. Wow, how fantastic. And it is so quiet. It is so peaceful. There's horse carriage. You can walk. Or I've seen a few electrical cars. That gives me a real inspiration for new Vrajadam, and shows what life used to be like, what it is, what it could be like with no motorized vehicles. The place is spotlessly clean, very nice. When we got off the boat, we were met by about half a dozen police. I think they're screening people to see if there's anybody bringing drugs here. I saw them interrogating a few younger people. So it's clean in many ways. And because we are already now off season, it's extremely quiet. I haven't, between yesterday and today, or yesterday afternoon and this morning, I haven't heard anybody else aside from us in this whole neighborhood. And that's sort of a report today. I think we'll be starting to put up this Three Modes of Material Nature class, so if you just be patient with the Turkish translation, but I hope to make it interesting. Modes of Material Nature, and how we can use them to free ourselves from them and come to the spiritual transcendental platform. Hare Krishna.